Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone in the cathedral, to those watching on television or live streaming. We welcome all of you on this beautiful Sunday, which is a little dreary outside, but it is the Sunday to rejoice, to remind us of what joy and rejoicing means. Let us begin by calling to mind our sins, and so to acknowledge them and to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he hath clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants, and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord. Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said to them, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
We are given a Sunday to consider the beauty of joy, both during Advent, this Gaudete Sunday, and during Lent, halfway through, Laetare Sunday. If the Church is willing to give aside two Sundays in very special times to the topic of joy, it must mean something. It must have a profound meaning in the life of the Church. In his Angelus message again this morning, as he did in the document of the joy of the gospel, the Pope spoke of Christians with funeral faces. So often we go around as if we're at a funeral. When we look at St. Paul entering into Thessalonica, the second reading is a reading of his to the Christians in Thessalonica. There he speaks of rejoice always. And in other places he says, "Rejoice in the Lord, always." I say it again, rejoice. A few years ago on a pilgrimage with a group of people, some from here, we went to Corinth, some place I'd always wanted to go, where the Corinthians. And I think we idealize things in our life. We idealize these places that St. Paul was the great preacher in Corinth and Ephesus, and today in Thessalonica, as if everyone was sitting around listening to him. Probably not very many. He didn't even have a church. He went into synagogues to teach. And so I think much like today, as we see things in some ways crumbling around us, the message is still the same. And we should not look at the drama around us, but to the message. And that's why in the gospel today, St. John the Baptist spoke of himself as the herald, the one that speaks the gospel. But he reminds those who are listening, I am not the Word. And that reminds me, I think, of one of the problems that we have in the church today, in society today, not just in the church, but in society. We get bedazzled by the messenger, but it overshadows the Word. How many of us say, well, I want to go here and there to listen to this preacher and that preacher because they're so good. But are we listening to the voice? Or are we listening to the message, to the Word? It is the Word of God that must penetrate into our lives. I've had so many times, and maybe you've done it yourself, told a joke or told a story during a homily, and people run out and say, what a great story. And I want to say, did you get the message? So we get caught up in what we would consider today the superficials of life, the superficials of a message. But maybe we miss the point. Maybe we miss the Word, the voice of the one who has come, who is Jesus Christ. And so when St. Paul speaks of rejoicing, he is speaking of that identity, that quality that you and I have in our life as a result of the presence of Jesus entering into our lives. Joy, rejoicing, comes from knowing Jesus Christ. Period. In this time especially, it dawns on me that we go and we buy gifts. We can't buy joy. We go shopping, but we can't shop for joy. It's not something that's out there. It's something that comes from within. I don't know why, but this morning I thought of a moment during a Christmas in my childhood when I received a black coat from my parents, and I thought it was the end all. I was so proud to wear that thing, probably even in the summer. But it was right around Christmas and still vacation. I went with my best friend at the time, and his dad took us bowling, and I left the coat in the bowling alley. And I could take you back to the bowling alley today. In fact, I went back three times with my parents looking for it on Bingle Road in Houston, Texas. And it wasn't there. But it gave me so much happiness, but it's gone. It's kind of one of those things that I think each of us have where we think we've got it and it's gone. It's temporary. It passes. True joy does not pass. True joy goes deeper into our lives. It becomes more a part of us, not something we have or that we possess or that we can get again. But it's something that is born deep, deep within us. When we think of meeting Jesus, of course, at Christmas time is probably one of the most significant moments when we meet him in his birth. But along the road to Emmaus, when the two disciples were depressed, when they were disappointed, when they thought they had lost everything, when the whole world was going to dissipate, they were downtrodden, St. Luke says. but they met Jesus. And what happened? They were alive. They were joyful. The woman at the well that had the seven husbands, terrible life. She talked to Jesus about all the trials and tribulations. But when she found out it was the Lord, she changed. Something happened. When we look at that, we say, what is our true clothing as a Catholic Christian, as a Christian in general, as anyone? It's joy. And when we look at the world around us, as it was in Thessalonica, in Corinth, in Ephesus, it's not easy to live in a secularized world, or in those days even a pagan world. But we are that leaven, the leaven in the dough. We are that yeast. There may be few of us, but nevertheless, we are the ones to be the messengers of joy simply by who we are. It is our value system. It is to align our values. It is to align our thoughts with those of Jesus Christ and His Word, so that through them, in the Holy Spirit, joy is produced, even in the most difficult times. To be joyful from within. And the source of that joy is Him. And concretely in His Word. Again, what do we hear? Do we hear with our hearts? Or are we only hearing with our eyes and our ears? Are we looking to hear what we want to hear? Or are we willing to be so courageous to be surprised by God, even during this liturgy? Maybe in a song that we will sing, maybe in a prayer that is being said, maybe me as a poor instrument saying something or something we heard. Did something hit us that surprised us? That's where joy comes from. Many times today, we don't want to be surprised. We can't be surprised because we got it all packaged together. And goodness sake, that anything would deviate from the way I see things, the way I approach things, because maybe I'm afraid I can't deal with it. But to encounter God, to encounter Jesus Christ, is always being prepared to be surprised. To be surprised by God's love. That's what gives true joy. And the second thing I would like to ask us to do this Sunday of joy is to examine ourselves. Because we have to know ourselves. If there is no joy in my life right now, why? Or if there's a bit of a shadow of doubt, of concern, a bit of worry in our life, why? Look at it. Be brave enough today to look at it. Why am I so concerned? Even as we face the end of life, we face death so much in our community and throughout the world. In an extraordinary way during this time, it creates concerns, worries, sadness, and some of it certainly legitimate. But we as Christians don't stay there, because the other Sunday of rejoicing is in Lent, preparing for the resurrection of the Lord. We celebrate the birth of the Lord, that He's come into our life, but we also celebrate the fact that He's overcome, has defeated, conquered death and sin. And so we don't stay in that situation. And so to know ourselves, what blocks the joy coming into my life? What blocks the Holy Spirit? Because the source of joy is the Holy Spirit. That's why in the first reading of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me. And that Spirit is given to all of us in our baptism and confirmed in our confirmation. The Spirit is there. And one of the first fruits of living in the Spirit, of allowing God to be in our life, is joy. to be joyful even in the most difficult times. And so today, perhaps take some time in quiet prayer and just think about yourself as God's gift. Be thankful, as St. Paul says to the Thessalonians today and throughout all of his gospel. Be thankful. Think of what your thoughts are right now about the world, our country, the pandemic, your family, yourself. Are they dark thoughts? Think of your worries and concerns. Think of your regrets. Think of any addictions, even the smallest kind that we may have. Because you see, all of those things cloud the soul, cloud the entry where God is to be invited in. And that's what blocks us. I read something in preparation, and we've probably seen it, that if you face the sun, the shadows are behind you. If you face if you turn away from the sun, the shadows are in front of you. Turning to Jesus, taking away all these things that concern us and giving them with a trusting love to a Father as his children, he unravels the darkness of our life. It doesn't go away, but it brings light. It brings light. And that light is Jesus Christ. That light is peace. And that light is truly joy. We profess now our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. Catholic and Apostolic Church, I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Calling now to mind our needs and anticipating this season of generosity, we turn to God who gave us the greatest gift of all.
For the Church, that our words and actions may testify to the light so that others may realize the goodness of God in what they say and do, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That justice and peace may spring up before all nations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prophets of our time who boldly proclaim the truth as they stand up for what is right and good and worthy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we ourselves may heed the words of St. Paul and retain what is good and refrain from every kind of evil, as we await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon all those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Reuben Pettis, deceased members of the Mew family, Florentino Ramirez, and for the special intentions of the Rivera family, Joe and Terry Green, Father Pete Elizardo, and Lydia Horta, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we rejoice heartily in your generosity. You have done great things for us. Remembering your promise of mercy, look with favor on your creation and hear the prayers we make through the one whose coming we long for, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the sacrifice of our worship, Lord, we pray, be offered to you unceasingly to complete what was begun in sacred mystery and powerfully accomplish for us your saving work. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him, and with love beyond all telling, John the Baptist sang his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of his saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, St. John the Baptist, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have gathered here, summoned here before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. And now let us pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
For those who continue to join us from home, hospitals, nursing homes, wherever you may be this day, please join with me in offering a prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.